sheets of architect drawing and sketches. Drawing demonstrate the general principle of future building or give the information about the detailed layout and appearance. The architect now proceeds to prepare the specification and working drawing to convey to the builders all details pertaining to the construction of the hospital building. Therefore, the hospital drawing consists of architectural drawing, structural drawing, mechanical drawing, electrical drawing. Architectural drawing will convey how the hospital buildings are located, what is the amount of the space between one building and another. Structural design will tell what are the different components used for building the hospital, like the iron bar, steel frames, brick materials, cementing material, etc. Mechanical drawing will tell you how the plumbing work should be done, how the basement of the hospital should be carried out, what should be the height of hospital plinth, then what should be the design of hospital doors and windows to make the cross very well. Electrical drawing will tell you how the hospital wiring is there, how there is provision of additional electrical supply like air conditioning, additional electrical supply from alternate power source in the case of power breakdown, etc. Modular grid. A major project factor which promotes the internal adaptability in the hospital design is modular planning. A standard space module used throughout the building would ensure the compatibility between the structures, room dimensions, service facilities available and fittings. 1.6 meter grid is found to be ideal from many hospital project point of view. So hospital grid usually shows the unit space which can be multiplied in varying combination to get the standardized area of the different hospital. For example, a grid of 3 grid space is required required or equivalent to patient bed layout, whereas 1.5 grid area is required for the toilet space which is needed in the single patient bed. The modular design of the hospital, which I have told before, usually shows the unit space which can be multiplied in different combination to see how much space is required for the treatment area, how much space can be given for the nursing staff, how much space can be given for the toilet, particularly the western type toilet, how much space should be given in a single bedroom of the patient, with the provision for the patient bed layout, with the provision for the patient toilet, etc. Similar is the concept of hospital corridor. Similarly, how you will plan if the two beds are arranged in the single room, that is twin sharing bed, or you can see the four beds arranged in the single room, how the bed should be arranged, what should be the configuration, what should be the minimum area which is required to build it. And this is known as modular space planning. Design efficiency. Design efficiency means the ratio of usable area to the plinth area. For example, the hospital may be built on larger plinth area, but the amount of the space required by the operation theater will be very less. The amount of the space required by the hospital corridor will be less. Therefore, the main object should be to realize the maximum proportion of the work space in the building used for a specific purpose. And it is generally assumed that nearly 12% of the hospital buildings are used for OPD purposes and 30% of the hospital buildings are used for circulation. So if we break up the design efficiency with different categories of the area, that is usable area, the amount of area included by the wall, the amount of area included by different service regulation and amount of area required for the movement of the patient, you will see that the amount of the area, usable area, which is used by the doctors, patient and nursing staff is 55 to 60%, The amount of the area used by the wall is 10 to 15%. The amount of area used by the patient service, like the washroom or toilet or drinking water facility, is 3 to 5%. And the amount of the area to move within the hospital, within the ward, is 25 to 30%. So when you keep the figure of this appreciation of different areas into different space or different percentage of the space, you can plan the hospital in a proper manner. Now, the project cost and the breakup of the project cost related to hospital. The common method of estimating the hospital cost has been per bed method. That is, you can adjust the amount of the hospital expenditure related to the number of the bed the hospital will have. The complexity of the modern hospital differs, determining the cost by a general method. However, in the absence of more elaborate method, the cost per bed is generally considered in vague. The building gross square footage represent estimate of the total amount of the space that will be actually be constructed and included in the circulation, mechanical and structural space. Therefore, if we break up the project of the hospital cost, the direct hospital project cost, that is the apparent cost, the visible cost, is the cost that is required by the hospital architect fees, then the hospital consultant for building fees, then the site engineer's fees, then is the escalation cost. The way the hospital grows and increase in the material cost of the hospital, like cost of the iron bar, which was initially X, after 6 months has become X plus 2. Similarly, the increase in the price of different materials required for building the hospital over the passage of the time, the amount of the space required to buy the particular hospital site will determine the total project cost of the hospital. So project cost of the hospital will differ from city to city because of the availability of the land, the price of the land, also the amount of the fee required for the payment of hospital architect, hospital biomedical engineer, medical administrator, etc. The direct hospital project cost does not include the long-term finance cost, startup cost and the legal fee. So it does not include the financial cost, that is the cost which is required to pay the different categories of the hospital staff, because the hospital is still in the coming up stage. Then the startup cost, that before the hospital is commissioned, it has to be properly prepared, and this preparation means the last minute makeup of the hospital in the terms of publicity, in the terms of fine finish, in the terms of awareness of the hospital location in the particular locality, and the legal fee, which may be fees paid to municipal corporation, fees paid to the local public health department, and fee which are paid to the building to get registered, that is building registration cost. So these comes under the legal items or legal fees. It is estimated that the cost of constructing and equipping a general hospital is between 3 to 10 lakh rupees per bed. So if your hospital is going to be 10 bedded hospital, so the cost of the hospital per bed will be 3 to 10 lakh, and total hospital project will be 30 lakhs to 1 crore if it is 10 bedded hospital, if it is 3 to 10 bedded hospital. The project cost and the breakup of the hospital project cost. The direct project cost does not include the long-term finance. It is estimated that the cost of constructing and equipping a general hospital is somewhere between 3 to 10 lakh rupees per bed. Now it is estimated that in general, the construction that is related to civil work, that is building, cement, iron bars, etc., will be 30 to 40% of the total hospital project cost. TPC denotes total hospital project cost. Land development cost. Whenever you buy the land and try to develop the hospital, it should be built in such a way that it is in level with the surrounding space. There is the provision of proper landscaping, then proper tuning of the land in relation to the hospital vertical spread, horizontal spread, etc. And the land development cost, that is leveling, smoothening, plantation of the tree, etc., cost to 13% of the total hospital project cost. Then is the utility service equipment. The utility service equipment usually required the different equipment that are used by different utility department, like pantry, laundry and linen, housekeeping department, ambulance department, electrical service department, hospital biomedical waste department. So although these departments do not cost directly to the patient care, but they cost indirectly to the patient care, because without this the patient will not get the adequate treatment, and these cost nearly 15 to 20% of the total project cost. Then the hospital equipment cost is very important, and the hospital cannot function when it is not properly equipped. Like if the hospital ward is to be considered good, it should be properly laid down, there should be proper provision of the hospital bed, the hospital laundry and linen items should be properly displayed, then the hospital air conditioning should function well, then the hospital vital monitors should be kept in the functioning stage, like the pulse oximeter, oxygen supply, etc. And these equipments are very important, and these equipment cost nearly 40 to 50% of the total project cost. Then the project cost which is required to pay for the consultancy charge, like the fee for the hospital architect, biomedical engineers, hospital administrator or local promoters, make account for 5 to 8% of the total hospital project cost. So in this, see, the major bunch is the equipment and also the construction cost of the hospital project. So breakup of the hospital project cost is acquisition of the land, then survey of the land, then landscaping, then signing of the construction contract after getting the NOC from the respective department, then commissioning of the hospital project with proper supervision, inspection, and gradual building the hospital in the phased manner. Once the hospital building comes up, the next important part is equipping the hospital with the different infrastructure facilities, like lift, chairs, windows, air conditioners, general furnitures, then computers, etc. After furnishing the hospital becomes commissioned, and the site from the inception stage to the acquisition of the land to the actual construction to the equipment and commissioning of the hospital, which is known as shakedown period, is reduced. After that, the hospital promoters has to design or decide the fee they can charge for OPD consultation, for follow-up, for different surgical procedure, like package for knee replacement, package for percutaneous angiography and angioplasty, package for open heart surgery, package for neurosurgery, package for laparoscopic cholecystectomy, and along with this they also decide the fee for hospital architect, biomedical engineers or service engineers who sign an annual contract to look after the different equipments which are kept in the hospital from site to site, then the movable items like portable ECG, portable X-ray, oxygen pump, then is the vital pulse oximeter, different type of hospital furnitures, and if it is planned, and plan is also analyzed, the hospital project cost will become cost effective and efficient. The hospital project is divided into the different staging. The different staging is the functional content, the stage 1. The stage 1 has got the functional content and outline belief. The functional content is the assessment of the different functions the hospital is going to carry out. For example, the function of an orthopedic department in the hospital will not be same as the cardiology department in the hospital. The function of the skin and VD department will not be same as the ophthalmological department. Therefore, if the functional content of different department is different, there will be induction of different type of consultant, different type of OPD instrument required, different type of drugs required, and also different type of patient to be sent to the different type of OPDs. Then is outline brief is submissions of the owner for approval. That is, hospital can only start when the hospital get no objection certificate from the local municipal corporation, from the government NOC, and also the loan is passed by the major banks and World Bank. Then the site is located, the appreciation of the site with respect to the time is noted, then the amount of the floor area of the hospital is designed or planned, then the hospital building space estimated. On that basis, different department or the broad outline of the hospital is made. This is known as hospital master plan. Then the estimation of the total hospital cost is made. Then the way in which the hospital will become big asset for the hospital owner is also decided, because based on this only the hospitals can be decided to get the amount of the loan from the bank, from the government supply, etc. Then there is stage B. Stage B of the hospital project consider the operational policies of the hospital. The operational policies of the hospital usually shows the different functional policies of the hospital, like hospital admission policy, hospital discharge policy, hospital operation policies, hospital policies for running the casualty, hospital policies for starting the antibiotic, hospital policies for public relation as well as marketing, etc. For example, the hospital which run for no profit, no loss, or charitable hospital only believe in giving the patient care, and patient care with utmost care without any publicity, whereas corporate hospital is planned on the business line. Therefore, this type of hospital is not only for the patient care but also to increase the revenue, increase the share, increase the dividend of the shareholders. This is very important for the corporate hospitals like Apollo Hospital, Max Health Center, etc., or Wockhardt Hospital, whose initial public offering or share is sold in the open market. Therefore, how the hospital is performing, how whether the hospital is making profit or not, this type of aspect is usually covered in the different type of financial audit and statutory audit, which is carried out every 3 monthly interval. The financial audit statement is released in the newspaper so that the shareholders will come to know whether their money investing in the hospital is worth or not. If they are getting better profit, they will invest more, and in this way the hospital budget, the hospital financial strength will increase. Then it also includes continuous discussion with the owners of the hospital, if it is private owner, or continuous informal discussions which may not be evident but may be depicted in the body language, in the communication letters, in the different type of circulars which are released. Then the stage C. stage C of the hospital project consists of scheduling the accommodation of the hospital with relation to the sketch and the final estimate. It consists of proper sketch drawing, proper equipment scheduling, proper component estimate, proper cost revenue estimation, proper staffing estimation, that is, the staff are the normal persons who will carry out day-to-day work. These include doctors, staff nurses, physiotherapists, ward boy, sweepers, housekeeping department, laundry and linen department. So it includes specialized work with the technical knowledge and non-specialized work or non-technical cadre. And when you join all this cost, it becomes the final cost of the hospital project. Then the stage D is designing the detailed design of the hospital with relation to the working drawing, tender action, etc. So project team usually after passing all these hurdles will know how the hospital should actually work. And working of the hospital is only possible if all these departments are properly planned in the proper manner, considering the engineering details, bills of the quantities, and in this way, after it is approved, the tenders are called for and the hospital project is commissioned. Then the stage E is the contract and the construction. The contract and the construction consists of assessment of the tenders. Then after assessment of the tenders, different parties are called for. Then they are asked to fill their quotation, and the person who quote the reasonable and the low price is awarded contracts. The construction begins and different engineering activities start on. Stage F is the commissioning of the hospital. After the hospital building is built, the proper equipping of the hospital with the proper staff, then proper training of the staff. For example, the staff may be taken, but the staff may not be tuned in the cath lab, in running the major OT like neurosurgery OT. If the staffs are trained also, you have to supply different type of equipment which are needed in the different department, like cardiothoracic surgery department, organ transplantation department, neurosurgery department, orthopedic department. After you install these supplies, you have to look for whether they are functioning properly or not. So it is very important to test the installation. For example, if you put an autoclave in the CSSD, your job is not over by simply installing an autoclave. You have to see whether the autoclave is doing the purpose or not. Then what is the bacteriological count or markers which shows that autoclave is functioning well, and this is bacillus stereothermophilus load which will show whether the autoclave is functioning or not. Now the construction and the commission of the hospital project begins when the drawing are prepared by the hospital architect, contract is provided, work is done, material and methods are used. The agreement drawn between the owner and the contractor should lay down the time schedule, and from the commencement of the hospital project to its completion. And if it is planned in a proper way, the shakedown period, that is from the incipient stage to the hospital project, can be brought to near completion. So phasing of the hospital is the important concept in hospital project. Few hospital projects can be taken up to the stage of completion without the resources to be breaking into phases because of the following factor. The necessity to bring the facilities into use as quickly as possible for operational reason. For example, if you are planning to start the hospital in the suburbs of Mumbai like Dharavi, in the suburbs of Mumbai like Kalyan, where the facilities are limited, you cannot keep the hospital project go for longer period of time, and you try to complete the project as quickly as possible so that the patient will start get benefit from the upcoming hospital project. The necessity of having certain department ready before others. If you are planning to start a hospital, you have to first see that hospital OPD building is ready first, so that the patient will start coming to the hospital, your hospital will become popular in the locality, people will come to know the types of services you provide, and in this way, ultimately the indoor patient load will increase. Then limitation on ability of the fund. Sometimes you want to start the hospital with the basic facilities like general medicine, general surgery, orthopedic and ops and gynec, because these are the major revenue earning centers of the hospital, and later on when the hospital start functioning, you look for specialized department like cardiology, cardiothoracic surgery, neurology, neurosurgery, gastroenterology, etc. Local priorities for introducing the hospital and health supply in the given locality is also important in phasing the hospital. For example, if you want to start the hospital in the very far off places where the infant mortality rate is high, you will more concentrate on the gynec and the pediatric department, because this department will go side by side. A healthy mother with proper nutrition, proper vaccination will give rise to healthy baby. So local priorities are also very important in starting a hospital project. Commissioning of the hospital. The hospital is ready to be commissioned when its buildings are ready, that is civil work is over, all the equipment which are installed is functioning and properly localized, the staff and manpower is recruited, they are well engaged in their work, the medical and paraclinical person are positioned in the different department few weeks in advance. For example, if your hospital is going to be started in a particular locality, the pathologists, lab technicians, general medicine physician, general surgeon, ops and gynec, staff nurses, physiotherapists, blood bank technicians, housekeeping staff, hospital ambulance driver should be all positioned before you start admitting the patient as an indoor patient. And this work will get smoothened, this work will become coordinated if the hospital administrator is very dedicated to his work, and his decisions and his leadership is of excellent quality. Scheduling the sequences of the service. Some of the service in the hospital will require to be ready while others still have the ample time. For example, central sterile and supply department usually is the lengthy trial run process, and it can be only given fit for functioning when different quality check, when different bacteriological count shows that the chance of sterilization is 99.9%, means that there is only 0.001% possibility of getting infected because of the contamination of the material or equipment used. And this level of sterilization, this level of disease control is only possible when there is evidence to show that CSSD is up to the sterilization mark. For example, if you want to install a filtration methods of sterilization in CSSD, you have to see that filters are checked for bacteriological count like Pseudomonas diminuta. If the colonies are very small in number, it means that that type of filter used in the filtration machines are appropriate in functioning. If they are not, again you have to do the trial till it reaches the successory level. Similarly, calibration of X-ray machine is also lengthy job. It requires a lot of clearance based on the guideline given by Bhabha Atomic Research Center, lot of safety protocols that reduces the chance of radiation hazard should be kept in mind. Then the proper selection and pre-employment checkup of the X-ray technician, radiologist is also very important, keeping in mind the Workmen Compensation Act and also the chances of hazards associated with the radiological setup. The sequence of opening of the hospital services should be carefully planned. So whenever you want to start the hospital services, it is not only the clinical services which is required in the hospital, but the hospital pharmacy, hospital ambulance service, hospital billing staff, hospital central registration staff, hospital help desk should also be ready so that they can easily follow and coordinate the doctor's order and patient get the necessary and required treatment with good coordination, with good support, with good teamwork from different clinical and non-clinical staff working in a hospital project. Shakedown period. A well-planned hospital passes from the stage of the construction with a smooth transition if accurate thoughts have gone in the proper aspect of the planning. That is, the perception of the hospital from the incipient stage to the commissioning stage is only possible if there is slow transition of the hospital with coordinated effort of different staging of the hospital. The period from the commissioning of the hospital till it settled down satisfactorily is known as shakedown period. In general, the shakedown period must be as short as possible so that the required health services can be started for needy and sick patients at an appropriate time. Therefore, phasing of the hospital services is group 1 facilities which has to be started immediately, like the use of telephone, then the domestic services, that is housekeeping department, central laundry and linen service, development of hospital stores, development of public health department. Group 2, services which requires long time for its preparation, like CSSD, X-ray, operation theatre, planning and designing and commissioning. Group 3 may be opened partially before the patient is admitted. For example, hospital may start functioning their OPD before their indoor wards are ready. Group 4 will not be operational until the above departments is open. Therefore, you cannot expect the hospital to function when the hospital OPD building is not there, when the hospital casualty is not there, when the hospital pharmacy is not there, when the hospital is not equipped with doctor and staff nurses, then who is there to take care of the patient? So it is very important to make your job ready, then only start giving services. Epilogue is that talking about hospital planning is just like swimming. One can derive the same principle and postulation and give advice, but in final analysis, only way to achieve proficiency is to jump in and do it. So hospital, although can function well if the proper and efficient planning is done, but the planning of the hospital itself will not give rise to a good hospital project unless the hospital project is planned and also commissioned or worked with the view or perception of a good hospital architect and clinical prospect of medical fraternity attached to the hospital. So hospital can only function well and hospital project can only start functioning well when there is coordinated effort between the non-medical staff, that is hospital architect, promoters of the hospital and the medical fraternity. Therefore, in summary, one must realize that hospital project planning and execution is likely to be difficult and frustrating task. The basic reason for the hospital existence is for the needy and the sick patient. The architect has to understand the comprehensive technical, administrative and the clinical aspect of the hospital in relation to the patient. The first task of the hospital architect is to prepare the master plan, that is broad outline of the hospital, and first requirement is to know how the hospital will spread, where the hospital is located and how much space should be given in the breakup manner for promoting the futuristic growth of the hospital, a major factor which promotes the internal adaptability of the hospital design is modular planning which we have seen in the previous slide, that a modular planning shows the unit of the hospital step, a hospital project which can be multiplied in different configuration to set up the different serviceable area of the hospital, and the unit space is 1.6 meter which can be multiplied 2 times for the hospital toilet, which can be multiplied 4 times for the hospital bed, which can be multiplied 6 times for the twin sharing bed, etc. So the most common method of estimating the hospital cost is per bed method, and we have seen earlier that per bed 3 to 10 lakh rupees has to be spent. The hospital is ready to be commissioned when the hospital building is ready, when all equipment are installed and manpower is there to take care of the hospital project. In this way, the healthy design of the hospital project in Indian perspective scenario is complete. This brings the end of chapter 7. Thank you.